up, Mr. Postman? You got a little spare change, man?
Nah, but I got a spare stamp.
That's right. I vote for.
I'm gonna vote for the right person.
You got mail.
This ain't right. It's not right right now. Like, everything just seems like... I don't know. It's bad, though. It's very bad. Like, this whole voting situation with the ballots and all that being mailed in, it's not fair.
It's your right as a citizen and a human being to vote. Many people have died, not just us, but people in general. Like, people have literally given their lives.
Got my mail open.
Are you mad or not?
This is mail, Andy.
Are you mad or not?
That maniac is our mailman.
No, but really, what are you mad at?
Just about everybody works in a post office.
I just want my mail.
Yep, to the yep. You already know what time it is. It's your girl, Tamara Russell, also known as POC, host of Revive Radio, reporting on behalf of WHYY. Your radio's live. You know, with everything going on, with talks about, you know, the U.S. Postal Service being defunded as well as being abolished, what's your thoughts on that? Does that make you mad or not?
I wouldn't necessarily say it makes me mad, but I want to have a conscious understanding of what is going on within my community, so that way I can make the proper decisions on what to support, what not to support, who to vote for, who not to vote for, you know, and things like that. So I think education is a bigger factor. Instead of being mad or not mad, I just want to have an understanding of what is going on and what I'm a part of and what I'm not a part of.
When it comes down to this 2020 election, how are you casting your ballot? Would you be mailing it in or would you be actually going to the polls?
I'm going to the polls. I'm not mailing shit in. Excuse my language. To go, and I'm going to push that button.
The United States Postal Service hasn't quite kept up with today's youth.
Deanna, yes, it does. I feel like as a local Philadelphian, to be given this opportunity to vote from home in the safety of your own home, and to just feel like that it's going to be altered in any sort of way, trying to just that inconsistency and then that just lack of knowledge, that suspicion that just whelms over everyone's household, it makes you eerie. It just makes you not want to, you know, partake in the voting in general. They're already shutting down a lot of the pollings in the West Philadelphia area, in the Southwest Philadelphia area. So they're making people leave their communities to go to these other communities, go to Yaden, go to Ardmore. You know, so it just takes away that familiarity with people. So I feel like if they're going to defund the Postal Service, then they need to come up with other solutions to give people an opportunity to still be able to vote. Like, our voice matters.
Canceling any mail.
For people need that safety of knowing that if they drop their ballot into their mailbox, that it's going to be seen, it's going to be taken seriously, it's going to be heard. But for me, young adult, I'm going to go right to the polls, you know?
Keep your radio's locked.
No, listen, you know me, can't vote, Mr. Me, no, born here.
WHYY. My name is Pablo, and it makes no sense. Obviously, the fact that people can't vote safely where they usually go vote this time around, and there being very little done by either party, especially the Republicans. I actually signed up to get my vote by mail the other day, so I'll be voting by mail.
They actually gave the post office a CD.
Are you mad or not? Are you mad?
Completely. I mean, it's just another way that the government is trying to suppress votes, especially in communities like in West Philly. Even just the fact that during the primaries, it was such an issue to get folks registered for their mail-in ballot.
With regard to the post office, no, I'm not
WHYY.
So my name is Salah Muhammad. I'm repping Germantown by way of West Philadelphia. And it makes me very nervous. And just talking to community members about how they're feeling, they're very unsure about whether their vote is even going to be counted, even if they register by mail. And that's concerning because there's a lot of effort and a lot of focus around registering folks to vote.
What is there to be mad at?
Around getting folks to do mail-in ballots.
Are you mad or not?
How the USPS is being stripped pretty much.
Well, what about your cards and letters?
Turn your radios
email,
up.
Telephones, fax machines,
your girl
FedEx,
PLC,
telex, telegrams.
WHYY, keep your radios locked.